Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Iamsville, Maryland, so it's up the road a little bit. Actually, not far from where my father-in-law lives. But it's a wonderful charity in honor of this guy's dad who passed away from leukemia. A whole bunch of celebrity guests, Marshall Faulk, Clinton Portis, Santana Moss, Warren Sapp, and a bunch of others will be there for it. It's a great cause, but it's this weekend, Friday the 13th, in fact, at Whisker Creek Golf Course.
That's a Miami heavy influence with CP, Tana, Warren Sapp. The U is well represented. Then you get the Hall of Famer, Marshall Faulk. Let's talk to Clinton Portis, back on with us here on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. CP, great to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you all?
We're great,
doing
buddy.
Very, very well. So before we get into all things football and how everything's going for you, tell us a little bit about your involvement with the Eapen Open. I know you've been there in the past.
Yeah, I think I've been doing it for about 10 years. Great cause, good turnout, nice benefit, you know, all the proceeds go to the cancer research. So it's just something I partnered with about 10 years ago, and we always have a good time and you know, a good turnout, so keep it going.
Yeah, it's supported over $100,000 to date to help support youth with disabilities and advanced blood cancer research. www.eapenopen.com for tickets and sponsorship opportunities. Who's your favorite person to play golf with?
Oh, it's some degenerates on this event. it's some real degenerates on this event. So, man, you know, it's really a good time. You know, I think when you talk to Marshall, he's always serious about golf, and like he comes to win the tournament. B. Mitch, you know, those guys come out to win the tournament. Me, I come out to make sure we play my shot every hole. We got to play at least one of my shots. And that's just, you know, like my real shot. I'm like, we're going to use my shot. And I'm going to have the best shot at some point. So for me, it's just like everybody, because you got a lot of business people that's out there and first time experience. So you're trying to make it good for them and make it fun for them. And they like, you know, this hole over here is serious. We want everybody quiet. These people over here, like running down the golf course with their shirts off. These people over here doing this. So it's just a good time, man. You know, I think everybody come out, and after all the work is done and after you raise what you raise, it's like that finale of, okay, all the work is done, let your hair down.
Clinton Portis on Grant and Danny. Last time we talked to you a couple of months back, you had just taken over as the running backs coach on the DeSean Jackson coaching staff. He is the head coach at Delaware State. You're going to be coaching RBs. I've seen you have been posting about things, so the camps that you guys have had as kids are trying to get offers and things like that. So where are you guys at in your prep for the season, and how deep into the coaching career are you now as you come up on your first summer?
Man, you know, it's been awesome, actually, especially the on-the-field work. The hands-on with the guys, that's always a great time. I think the adjustment to college sports where you have that only so many hours you could deal with kids, especially when you get going and, you know, you're on the hot streak or you're rolling, and then it's like, oh, like, you know, we're trying to finish, make sure we're an hour or two short so nothing happens. But the on-the-field work, you know, it's just like reading or riding a bike. Like, you think you lost it, and once you get back to it, it's like, oh, like, I got it. Like, oh, now I remember how to walk this bike, or I remember how to do these tricks. So it's a good, you know, it's been good, and the kids are really receptive. They want to get better. They want to win. They want to change the culture. So being a part of that shift has been great, you know, and then in the portal, I think we won in the portal. We got a lot of kids that could have went bigger schools, that could have went elsewhere, that bought into what we were preaching and giving us the opportunity or helping us grow with them. So that's been dope. So, you know, on the 23rd, we get to get everybody in for the first time. You know, the kids we got out of the portal, the kids we signed from high school, everybody will be here at one time, like the workouts, everything. And you get to see your full, like, everything in motion. So up to this point, we haven't. It's just been kind of what we were, you know, dealt. And the development of those kids have been, like, so exciting and so enjoyable that we're looking forward to our first class.
Clinton Portis with us here on Grant and Danny. So I picked 10 years, kind of a nice round number. Clinton, I went back, and there were 10 players 10 years ago, 10 running backs who accumulated 900-plus rushing yards. 10. So I picked 900 because it's like a regular starter who might have missed a game or two, something like that. So, you know, a pretty big number, 1,000-yard type back, but there were 10 guys. This past year, there were 22. All of a sudden, it seems like the running game is not only back, but it's big back. It's like everybody's doing it again to counter maybe what defense are doing. What have you seen big picture in the NFL over the last decade, and why is that, do you think?
Well, I think the realization of how important the running back position always has been is just kind of back. Then you see the teams that go and win the Super Bowls. You look at Kansas City, you look at the Eagles this year, the backs that they've had, the people that compete in the later months, you know, in the football months, all have a running back. And the teams that's normally throwing the ball around and put up all these stats are sitting home watching TV. So the realization of the Saquon Barkley of the world and how effective he was makes everybody. It's always a copycat league. And when you look at it, the Chiefs started something, and then it was like, oh, Patrick Mahomes don't have the receivers, so they won with the running back. But Patrick Mahomes did everything he could possibly do to help that running back out. And now when you look at the shift, you look at the Eagles and them having a running back, you know, carry them to that point. So it's just one of those, the attention is finally back on the running back position. You realize, okay, these quarterbacks, maybe it's a good 10 quarterbacks in the league, but all 32 of us don't have top tier quarterbacks. So you're starting to play team ball again. And it's exciting because you want to see the running back position. You want to see the tight end position. I wish more teams would get a fullback. And that's what I'm shooting for here. Like, I need a fullback. I came from a fullback era, and I want to see what this collision is going to be like when a linebacker is 205 or 220, and I got a fullback that's coming downhill. You're going to get tired of filling that hole when we're running power, you know? So I think that would be a major advantage for us to have, and hopefully one of our guys pop up and we could actually use it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Clinton Portis, one of the best backs of his era, helped carry the then Redskins to the playoffs on multiple occasions, joins us on Grant and Danny. What have you thought about Brian Robinson to this point? You know, there are a lot of folks, I think, early on, because he had such a great first training camp and preseason, that thought maybe he'd be a bell cow for years to come. And he's got the average now up over 4 yards per carry, but 3 years in, a lot of us are kind of ready to see something else, some speed, somebody who can hit home runs. What's your take on B-Rob and maybe why he hasn't been able to become a real impact guy?
I mean, the way I look at B-Rob is just maybe the wear and tear from college, or looking at him last year, the short yardage, and he's always kind of like turning his shoulders. You know, his shoulders are to the sideline. Most backs, the top backs that you see, the Derrick Henrys, the Saquon Barkleys, those guys are going to finish, you know, facing the goal line. Their shoulders are always going to be going towards the goal line. So for B-Rob, you know, I think it's like the mentality of a big play, but you're not really making the big plays. You know, every play you want to be a home run, and you got to get down on those, you know, third and seven, and you pick up 6 yards instead of putting your shoulder down and just bulldozing over. You know, I think he has to get that part of his game correct. I'm kind of thinking he was banged up last year, and it just haven't been said, or it wasn't a complaint, or I'm not sure if he had a off-season surgery or something. But to me, it just kind of seemed like he dodged a lot of contact or didn't come through with the emphasis on his runs, like finishing his runs. But it's always a league where you're going to bring in people and your replacement could already be on the team. You know, everybody behind you is just waiting on that opportunity to have a breakout game or waiting on you to get hurt. And you got to kind of be on point. You know, you got to be ready, come in and compete. You know, it's the off season. Get yourself together and don't worry about what happened last year. Come in, focus. I think they're building a good nucleus of players, and you have a leader in five, and, you know, hopefully everything get worked out with Terry. So you have two leaders over there, Ertz, you know. So you got players. It's just a matter of you coming in and getting your stuff together and making sure you contribute.
Clinton, if you were to design a running back kind of in a lab to fit with Jaden Daniels and this Cliff Kingsbury offense, like, what kind of player should it be? And do they have that kind of player on the roster?
Nah, I would be looking to see if Saquon want to leave the Philly.
That'd be nice.
Or drive right up the street. You know what I actually said earlier was, you know, going to get Cleveland running back, going to get
Chubb.
Nick Chubb. You know, I thought bringing in Nick Chubb would be huge, because if he can return to form, you got to steal. You know, it's kind of like how teams were with Derrick Henry, and you're like, oh, okay, he's done, maybe he's not. And he showed you, like, he's nowhere close to being done. So I thought that would have been huge for us to go out and get Henry, especially with some of the moves they had already made in the offseason. It would have been a great addition to the team. But coming off of those knee surgeries, it's hard to say, like, he's going to return to form. But to go out and find a back, you know, looking at a guy like James Cook or Saquon or Aaron Jones, you know, those guys that can kind of do everything, that's getting it done and making plays, you want him. I see J.K. Dobbins just went to the Broncos. You know, if you could keep him healthy, especially when you're in a two-back system, you know, you're looking for guys like that that, like, has the potential to be special but maybe haven't took it over the top yet.
Clinton Portis on Grant and Danny with us here on The Fan. Terry McLaurin wasn't at minicamp today. He's working out a contract still and at odds with the team over the numbers. I don't even remember from when I was covering you when I was still on the beat. Did you ever miss minicamps over contract stuff? And what's your general philosophy on that part of the business?
No, I didn't. The time that, you know, it could have been possible that I didn't even know the business of football when they asked me about minicamp and coming to camp and being around for the offseason, I ended up getting traded for Champ Bailey. So other than that, I was never in the position to be at, you know, a holdout or upset with my contract. So I never had to miss minicamp, and it was kind of like always looking forward because that's where you start to get back in shape. You know, the emphasis of offseason kind of started with us. It wasn't as demanding. I mean, it wasn't as prominent as it is now. It kind of started with us, and, you know, guys were coming into shape. But that's where you use, and we always had a new OC, so we were learning. You know, it was hard to get repeat offense, so we were always learning. So we had to be around for training camp and mini camp.
Clinton, this is a real pleasure, man. Enjoy the weekend. It's eapenopen.com. That's EAPENopen.com for tickets, sponsorship opportunities. It's a great cause. Celebrity guests, Marshall Faulk, Clinton Portis, Santana Moss, Warren Sapp, and others. A Whisker Creek Golf Course this Friday in Iamsville, Maryland. Really appreciate the time, buddy.
Hey, man, I'm still waiting on y'all to walk in Taco Chino's. I've been looking for y'all.
It's happening. It's going to happen. It's only a matter
of time. I've
been looking
for y'all. I'm just saying, I've been looking for y'all. That's why I'm going to give you your gear, all right?
Hey,
so let me know when y'all are
I was going to say, I'm going to walk in there when I get my Delaware State Hornets hat.
Hey, that's why I'm going to deliver. It's going to be a fair exchange.
Okay. Love it. This is like some movie. Like, I'll blink my lights twice and then get out, and you got to bring the duffel
middle
back.
Of the desert casino style?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Blow the horn twice. Let me know it's you outside.
Love it.
All right, I'll text you. There's Clinton Portis,
buddy,
with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Always fun. Always good to have him on the show. I do think their gear is fire. They've got like the red Hornet hat. Are you familiar with the Delaware State?
I looked when the announcement was made. We had him on. Yeah. Let me see.
I think I would look good in that hat. But I guess we got to go. If he's going to give it to us there, we got to make it happen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.